Yes, over the weekend and primarily on Sunday, we dealt with approximately 40 crashes, primarily again on the A74, some of it in the Fries and Galloway region and some in the South Strathclyde area. The crashes were thankfully mostly very slight injury or non-injury crashes, and most of them seemed to be caused by freak hail showers.
And obviously, these hailstone showers have happened, but why are so many people crashing? Is it just they're not adjusting to the road conditions, or?
Yes, I think a lot of people are being caught out, Natalie, because one minute it's the sun's shining and the temperature's quite high, it's maybe 9 degrees, and then all of a sudden temperatures are dropping really quickly to 1 degree and the hail comes out of kind of nowhere. So people are being caught out by that. But it's very important for drivers to be aware of the weather conditions around them and drive according to those conditions. So if hail does come on, particularly the motorway, you've got to reduce your speed drastically from 70 miles an hour to a much slower speed altogether, because not everybody crashes in the motorway. It is just some people that I would suspect are travelling too fast for the conditions.
And I'd imagine it's taken away a lot of resources from you guys having to attend all these RTCs over the course of the weekend, when it really is for something as silly as not slowing down.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I would just urge everyone to take cognizance of the weather. We don't often experience these kind of conditions in late March, kind of early April that we're in now. But such is the climate that we live in now, that you have to kind of expect the unexpected and keep a good eye on the weather forecasts that are coming out. And a lot of cars now are fitted with thermometers which actually go off when the temperature suddenly takes a downturn. So you've got to be aware of all these things, and we certainly would rather we didn't have to attend all these crashes, because we are quite stretched at times. And we're certainly stretched over the weekend with the volume of crashes we attended to.
And in terms of the volume of crashes, nearly 40, and then there was another two in the same stretch of road yesterday. Is that kind of an unprecedented amount?
Yeah, it is. 40 on Sunday was the most I've ever heard of having to be attended to in one particular shift. It's a very, very large volume of crashes, and we were having difficulties at the time getting resources to those crashes just because of the volume.